Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In today's Gospel, Jesus says that it's those who do the Father's will that will enter the kingdom of heaven. And he implied that there could be something like an incomplete faith or an incomplete prayer in the case of people who say, "Lord, Lord," but remain to some degree in disobedience. Now, when St. Paul contrasted faith to the works of the law, he meant that we are saved by Christ's sacrifice, not by the rituals and sacrifices of the Old Testament. He didn't mean to say that faith in Christ could exist without works. It's clear from today's text that Jesus saw obedience as an expression of faith and as an essential component of a true relationship with the Father. In other words, obedience is nested inside faith. It's like stating your faith through actions. Obedience implies a faith that has permeated your personality to such a degree that it shows in the way you live. And when it doesn't show in some area, of course that could be owed to some weakness, to some area you're working on, something that's hard for you to control. But the issue for Christ is when the disobedience is rooted in the heart, when not doing the Father's will stems from a decision not to be guided by Him in a particular area. That's when it goes beyond weakness and it becomes a deliberate disobedience to God's will. With the comparison of the house built on rock or built on sand, Jesus wanted to show that one of the important fruits of obedience is to make our lives solid. It makes us ready for the challenges that will come. Disobedience, instead, renders us unstable. We become like a building that has been condemned because it could collapse at any time. But when you do the will of God, you build on solid foundations and nothing can bring you down. That's what you do when you develop a habit of prayer, when you practice charity and develop good relationships with those around you, when you develop personal discipline in the use of time, technology, food, and drink, when your decisions are guided by the gospel. So, what are the things that the Lord may be asking you to revise so as to build on more solid foundations? What aspects of your behavior would you say especially manifest your faith in Christ? In what ways has your obedience to Christ made your life more solid?